Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. The clouds are out today. We're supposed to get the last vestige of the El Nino that we kind of had but didn't. That's what they're saying at any rate. I don't know about you. I love the sun. I could live every day with the sun for the rest of my life and not care if I never saw a cloud again. But that's a typical sentiment from a guy that grew up in New York. Welcome to the show. Today's show, the fat flush. Yes, the fat flush, a vital tool for health. Not what you think. Never what you think, right? That's what you've learned by listening to this show over the years. It's never what you think it is. That's my main point. When I say fat flush, I'm not talking about losing weight. I'm talking about the fact that by the time your disease is chronic, autoimmune, cancer, you name it, rest assured, you've got thousands and thousands of toxic chemical residues stored in your fat. And we've got the flush the fat. Now, you know, everybody's after obesity, understandably. But the truth is, it's not really that extra 30 pounds is going to kill you. It's what's in that 30 pounds. I think we miss this too often. Because there's another side to it. And the other side is that people who are very skinny are sick in their own way. And there's a reason for that. Skinny people have no place to put the toxic chemicals that fat people do. That's right. There is an advantage to being 20 to 30 pounds overweight. Now, here's the fascinating hybrid of the two. An athlete who knows how to get his heart rate up 3-4 times a week, who knows how to keep good muscle tone, with an extra 20 to 30 pounds, is a guy who's got the best of both worlds. One, he's got a place to put his toxic chemicals. He's got enough fat to allow the chemicals that will go into his bone marrow, into his brain, and into his visceral fat. Now I'm bringing in another term, visceral fat. I did a show on this. I thought that was a great show. Many of you thought that was a great show because it, and I'll hook up to my point in a moment. Many of you didn't realize that your sedentary office worker being told that his health is fine and his body fat percentages are excellent is being deceived in that everyone's visceral fat, organ fat, and we're going to go through some of the pictures in a moment, everyone's organ fat has poison in it. And that visceral fat, that fat is stuffed with chemicals that don't come out unless you move your body. Now, when you have sumo wrestlers exercising 4 to 6 hours a day, guys with mounds of fat on their body exercising 4 to 6 hours a day, training hard, right? And that's got its own problems, yes, but training hard, 4 to 6 hours a day, or shot putters, weightlifters. You see these guys in UFC competitions holding that extra 20 or 30 pounds. Wrestlers. That fat is clean fat because that fat is being flushed. And if you compare their visceral fat, the fat around their organs, to your average office worker being told he's got a normal body fat percentage, the amount of visceral fat in the sedentary guy is much greater than the athlete with 20 to 30 extra pounds. Now, that's big. That was the point of my last show that I did on visceral fat. Now, we're going to put that together today to give you an understanding of how to go about this fat flush concept when you're facing any type of illness, any type of disease. And you'll see the logic behind it. But let's get to the show. This is straighttalk.cc, not .com with two T's if you're new to the show. Go to the website, get on, and look at the pictures. Let's take a look at this fat. I want to give you the visuals on this. Picture number one. Visceral fat is the culprit. Taken out of an article on this all-important issue of visceral fat. Point being, come on down to picture number 32. Look at the size of him. That's a sumo. Now, this is counterintuitive, but this is the fact. That guy can have less organ fat than your underweight office worker. And they know this because they can scan it and find out. So if you go up to picture number two now, and you look at the guy at 250 pounds and the guy at 120 pounds, well, yeah, typically the fatter guy, because he's sedentary, is going to have more visceral fat. But that's not the way it spells out when you have an overweight athlete. I don't mean overweight. I mean an extra 20 to 30 pounds. Now, this was brought to our attention because when they studied the sumo guys, they were confounded to learn that they didn't have visceral fat, or it was quite minimal. Of course, what happens when those sumo guys retire? If they stay fat and they stop exercising, well, then it's a disaster. But that isn't the point. So first thing to understand is visceral fat and then cutaneous fat. We have a love affair or a hate affair with visceral fat, with the cutaneous fat. But it's the organ fat. Take a look at the organ fat. Put these into your memory banks. Look at picture number three. Go to picture number three. Now there it is. Healthy heart. The visceral fat around the heart. That's the fat that you have to be concerned about. That's the fat that you can still have if you're a sedentary office worker. That's the fat that absorbs the poisons. In who? In the guy with an extra 20 pounds? Well, yes. But you can have that much visceral fat and have no body fat. Or minimal body fat, because you're sedentary. And what that leaves you with is a far higher concentration of those toxic chemicals in your organ fat. You got to bring that one in, because that's a deep concept. Look at picture number four. That's a kidney. That's the fat around the kidney. That's a big deal. What are we talking about? Kidney cleanses. Look at picture number five. That's the fat in a liver. That's a fatty liver. That liver's not doing too good. That person can do all the liver flushes they want. Until the fat's been dumped out of that liver. Until the fat's been exchanged out of that liver. That liver cell is not going to have health. Look at picture number five. Isn't a picture worth a thousand words? Isn't this just a classic example of it? Look at picture number five. Look at the fat layer around the kidney. You just saw a kidney a moment ago. Here's a diagram. Why does this come out of the National Cancer Institute? Look at the lower right-hand corner there. Taking the time to explain and show us these globules of fat that encase the kidney. And what is the fat encased in? Fascia. So when we're talking about the intracellular, the space in between the cells, and what we're going to do about the space in between the cells, because the cells of the organs are senescent, apoptotic, malignant, necrotic, you with your symptoms, chronic or acute, can locate a place inside your body in that organ of interest, that target organ. Go in and look at those cells, understanding that whether you're fat or skinny, those cells are wrapped in a sheath in a layer of fat. And around that is a sheath and a layer of fascia. Two words that should ring a bell for my regular audience. Toxic fat and twisted fascia. In this case, it's called Girota's fascia or Girota's fascia. The fascia around the kidney. Every organ is encased that way. So basically, what we've got and what and how you want to think of your organ systems, how you want to think of your illness, disease, your symptom, how you want to think of your pursuit for radiant health is each organ whose optimal function determines our health is simply an organ wrapped in a mass of fat. And that fat is wrapped in a mass of skin or fascia. And that fat sucks in all of the body's fat-soluble toxins, chemicals that spew out of car exhaust, chemicals that spew out of the Long Beach port, chemicals that are found in the foods. They're all what we call, or most of them, many of them, thousands upon thousands of them, are lipophilic, meaning they look for fat sites in the body. If you're skinny, you don't have any body fat to store those poisons. So it goes into your visceral fat. It goes into your bone marrow. Bone marrow is literally visceral fat. The bone is an organ, and it's composed of fat. The brain is an organ composed of what? 60% fat. And all the organs have fat. You're looking at the fat of those organs, wrapped in scarred connective tissues, fascias, fascial bands. And what basically happens, I mean, this is amazing if you think about it. Take an organ, wrap it in a layer of toxic fat, and then bake it inside the fascial blanket. Now think about that. Take that one in. I think that's a fantastic way to think about aging, because it implies the solution, and we'll get to that. But more than anything, that visual, that your health is about optimal function in each and every organ, and that each and every organ is wrapped in a blanket of fat, and that fat, because of the way we live and what we eat, is inevitably toxic. And that whole thing is baked, compressed in a fascial sheath. And that is the reality of the body. So you sit there and you bake and you bake and you bake. And that's what drives the oxidative processes. That's what drives apoptosis. That's what drives senescence. That's what drives malignancy. For those of you new to the show, apoptosis is programmed cell death. It's when the cells look at each other and go, uh-oh, this environment is really bad. It's time to pull the trigger. And you begin this massive bonfire of death. It becomes unprogrammed apoptosis. Apoptosis is an important part of cell generation. But uncontrolled cell death means you lose your organ, you lose your brain. Your brain doesn't work. Alzheimer's is a good example of an apoptotic situation. So all your organs have this issue about the fat. Americans especially have this issue about not having any fat. Whether you're the sumo wrestler or, take a look at this guy, we're going to come back to him. He's actually healthy fat, but look at picture 33. Now, lots of people will call that guy too skinny. Perhaps he is. Either way, my point is when you compare him to the sumo wrestler, the amount of visceral fat can be strikingly, counterintuitively similar. If, of course, that guy has a sedentary lifestyle. Put another 15 pounds on that guy, 20 pounds on that guy. He's not going to be told he's particularly overweight. But if he's been sedentary over the years, well, there's too much similarity in the amount of visceral fat. So his organs and the sumo's organs can be very different. Okay, hold that, because now we're going to talk about fat exchange. And here's the point. There's a turnover rate in fat cells. So let's just say that really skinny guy gets really fat. But let's just say while he's getting really fat, he's detoxing. I want you to wrap your head around this and appreciate it, because it's one of the great tools. It's the essence of fat flushing. If we take that skinny guy and we fatten him up, but we do it with healthy fat, and we're going to get into healthy fat. I've got some qualifying statements to make about healthy fat. And I'm going to make these because I think we're off base and always have been on how to take our fats in. But I'll save that. That guy there on 33, let's put 50 pounds of fat on him. Let's fatten him up. But while we're fattening him up, let's detox him. And let's not get into the detoxification programs yet. Let's just say we make sure that as we fatten him up, picture 33, we do it with clean fat. We get the best, most non-toxic fatty foods that money can buy. And we do all sorts of other things to make sure that whatever fat he puts on is very clean fat. What that guy's going to do is transfer a percentage of the toxic fat in his body into the clean fat. As you fatten somebody up, the visceral fat turns over faster. As you fatten somebody up, the poison from the visceral fat transfers to the body fat. Now, how do we know that? I'll tell you how we know it. We know it because when we do it, the most toxic garbage comes out of people. We know that, when we take people who are low percent body fat, and we put 20 to 30 to 40 pounds on, along the way, they will go through very toxic dumpings. Their bodies will smell. They will get sick. They will flush the most horrid, acrid smelling dumps of bile into the toilet. And it's as you're fattening them up, and you will experience symptomatic clearings in their body. In other words, whatever they've been dealing with, as they fatten up, they'll blow stuff off. And I can tell you for a fact that when you take people that skinny, lots of very sick people are that skinny. Not this guy, but lots of sick people are that skinny. And if you fatten them up as they dump these poisons, you will see them say, I feel like my head is clear. I feel like I'm getting energy. I feel like something dense came out of me. As they're fattening up, they're telling you something dense has come out of them. Agenis understood that one. Agenis von der Planitz. I miss him. That was the guy that did the primal diet. I don't mean the paleo. The primal diet. Very experiential nutrition guy. In other words, a lot of your nutrition today and a lot of the advice people give you are from books. And a lot of these guys have good points to make from books. But you learn the reality of the body when you work with people who are sick. You're out there looking to take advice from clinicians, medical doctors, etc. Take it from doctors, if they're in the holistic field, who don't work with the light stuff, who work with people who are sick. You learn so much in clinical practice from people who are sick. As bodies heal from sickness, they teach you the ins and outs and the real mechanisms that bodies use to heal. And they're very, very different than what most clinicians think. And most clinicians don't know because they don't work on that level. They work with the topical things, the things that are easier. And that's understandable. Not a lot of people with serious illness look to a healing through nature. They look through a cutting on a surgery table, or they look to pharmaceuticals. But when you're dealing with lupus, scleroderma, Sjogren's disease, multiple sclerosis, heart disease of sorts, post-stroke events, cancers, irretractable pain syndromes of all sorts, irretractable, relentlessly agonizing psychological issues. When you're in those realms, most people go to the hospital. And so the data that's compiled is really about hospital care, and the data out there in the holistic realm doesn't include those people. But if you search for the people that actually get healthy, and they're around, there aren't a lot. There's not as much as we want, but people who have the heavy stuff, the stuff that will otherwise mean a life of illness, and you watch their bodies heal, you'll see amazing things. And this thing about the fat exchange is one of them. And Agenis, I think, von der Planitz, look that name up. That man understood some of this. And I've seen this myself in practice. I've seen skinny people get fat and fat people get skinny. And I've seen bodies regenerate by changing out the fat of the body. So that's the principle you want to wrap your head around, with a little bit of the science behind it. The science being that our organs are wrapped in fat. And that fat, if you go down to, let's take a look at a picture here just to dig this in. Look at this. This is great. Look at picture number 22. Look at picture 22. Now there. There are over 2,000 compounds in marijuana once it's lit. THC is the main active chemical and is stored in the fat cells. THC can be stored in the brain, the lungs, the ovaries, the testes. The THC content is rising. In the 1960s, marijuana had 1 to 2%. Today, it's got 21%. The THC is not the pesticide. Rest assured, if you scan the literature, the pesticide content in marijuana has skyrocketed. Drugs are not only drugs, but they're toxic drugs. There's tons of stuff in drugs. There's tons of stuff in regular food. Look at this. Picture 23. Dioxins. Picture 23. Two benzene rings joined by two oxygen bridges. Persistent organic pollutants, lipophilic, which means it mixes with the fat and hence stays in the body fat. Stays in the body fat. Didn't say, well, yeah, I was exposed to dioxins. Dioxins is just pesticides. and pesticides are everywhere. You're breathing them, you're eating them. If you get into all this stuff, it'll make you crazy. But these dioxins, we figure, well, you know, I used to smoke pot, and therefore it's out of my body. I used to be exposed to a lot of farm chemicals as a kid or metals as a kid. No, they don't leave the body. They stay in the fat. What do you mean? I'm not fat. Your bone marrow is fat. Your brain is fat. The myelin sheath of your nerves is fat. There's fat in all your organs, but how could there be fat in my organs? I'm not fat. That's the point. Your organs have visceral fat, and just because you're not fat, you've still got those pollutants in there, and those pollutants don't come out unless you do fat exchange. The dioxin's not going to come out unless there are cyclings over the years of lose fat, gain fat, lose fat, gain fat, lose fat, gain fat. It's fat flushing. Now, we're going to use this concept of fat flushing, and we're going to tweak it into other sophisticated remedies, some of which you've already been exposed to by me, but you didn't think of it this way. So let's keep this lose fat, gain fat, lose fat, gain fat. Keeping in mind, look at picture 18. Eventually, we got to get to the bone marrow. Myelofibrosis, meaning the scarring and death of the bone marrow. I've never seen anybody with it that wasn't very skinny. We should be asking ourselves, why do people get bone marrow scarring to the point where the bone marrow dies and they die? Why are they always so skinny? Every case I have ever seen like that, the person's been skin and bone. And not because they've been wasted from the disease. They were like that their whole life. Very skinny. This is counterintuitive for America, because all the public hears about is the horrors of obesity. We got to tone that one down. An extra 20 pounds, 30 pounds of good fat in a person that exercises may not be as bad as you think. But the concept is, if you've got poison in your visceral fat, to flush it means to lose it and gain it and lose it and gain it. Because you're never going to get to the bone marrow otherwise. Or it's a lot tougher to do. The bone marrow is all fat. The brain is all fat. Look at picture number. Go to picture number. Here. Look at multiple sclerosis. Look at picture 19. Picture 19. All your nerves. Most of them. So you can transmit the electrical impulse are wrapped in a sheath of fat. That's called the myelin sheath. We've got different types of demyelination problems. One of those demyelination problems is called multiple sclerosis. Just the word for the myelin is disintegrating. It's breaking down. The question becomes why. They call it an autoimmune-driven disease, and what they're overlooking is that the immune system isn't crazy. That implies that the immune system's crazy. The immune system's not crazy. The immune system knows exactly what it's doing. It doesn't care that that pesticide, that dioxin, that heavy metal, that THC, that residue, that lipophilic residue is stuck into the myelin. The immune system doesn't care. It's going to go after it, and that's the inflammation. And then the free radical damage caused by the inflammation breaks down the myelin. And there's a whole cycle around these sorts of problems. I'm going to get into that later. And once it goes rampant, it goes off into momentum of its own. You've got to think of demyelination or myelofibrosis or Alzheimer's or any disease whereby the fatty centers have concentrated poisons, and then it's like a bomb goes off one day and your brain rots out or your myelin disappears. Because once the fire starts, as any good fire guy will tell you, I had a client of mine, he's got his degree in fire science. Amazing stuff. People get college degrees, they get master's degrees in studying fires. Once a fire goes off, it thinks it's a living organism. And this is what happens with a lot of our peroxidation or free radical processes in the fat content of body parts, like the bone marrow, like the myelin sheath, like the brain, like the spinal cord. They go off on their own. You light the fuse and it just goes boom, and the wind blows and things go fast. The point is that that immune system is seeing chemicals stored in the fat and attacking it. So let's hold these concepts in our head now. It's as if to say, to change out the bone marrow, you have to get the body to the point where it will exchange the fat on the outside for the fat on the inside. To get the myelin to give off its poison and to regenerate, you've got to get it to exchange or dissolve itself to regenerate itself. That balance between degenerating the fat and growing the fat, and degenerating the fat and growing the fat, is where the fat flush lives, and it's where you resolve your problem. Let's look at picture 24. Fat deposits. Look at down low there, body fat. Body fat is used up during fasting, and most of the toxins immobilized therein are released for excretion. Okay. There's the other side of it, right? Don't get fat. Lose fat. If you lose fat, you're going to lose the poisons. True and not true. True and not true. To dump off all your fat and live that way is to put the body into a crisis mode where it will not dissolve its deepest, most toxic levels. And that's what you want. To simply say, I'm going to starve my... You see this with the vegans all the time. It really is jolly o' dumb. They just don't get how the body works. Because they've never gone in there and done that. No vegan has gotten skinny and then gotten fat and gotten skinny and gotten fat. They don't do it. They write books about it. They turn it into a religion. But they don't really experience it in the trenches. And by experience it, I mean experience their body as it purifies itself down like every good vegan and then fattens itself up like every good non-vegan, but with clean fat, of course. And that's the point here. When you have the worst horrid lipophilic sorts of chemicals, the dioxins and the rest of these things, in your bone marrow, in your brain, in your myelin sheaths, you will watch people suffer in veganism forever because they're starving themselves. The body in that starvation mode, at some point it begins to say, you know what? I'm in that last 10% of myself, which is what you want to get to. And I'm not going to give it up under any conditions. And you watch the detoxifications and you watch the body get weak. If you take a person like that and you put 20 or 30 pounds on them, then you watch the detoxification start again and you will listen to them say, my body feels different. And that's my point. So fasting is only one side of it, just like fattening somebody up is one side of it. If you're fat, once you're healthy fat, once you've put that fat on and you burn it off, so let's go into that. You're skinny and you're toxic and you're symptomatic. Lots of people like that. And you fatten up. you fatten up with good fat. Once you hit a certain point, the body wants the reverse of that. Then it wants to dump all its fat. Now, that's advisable at that point. Go up to 25, 30% body fat and then drop down to 15% body fat. The body wants that at some point. Now it wants the reverse, right? Wants the weight loss. But what are you doing during the weight loss that you didn't do before? You're making sure all your exits are open. You're making sure that all your food intake is extremely clean. Now, what do we mean by exits? Well, you know, if you've listened to this show regularly, you know what exits mean. Exits mean you better be patent and open through that biliary system. You better be able to sweat. You got to have your autonomic nervous system balanced. By the way, none of this really works if the autonomic nervous system isn't really balanced. Now, you guys listening to the show know what that means. If you don't, if you're new to the show, if you just tuned in, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I am a clinician. I get my hands dirty with people who are trying to dig their way out of the hole. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a beautiful thing. But man, there's so much misdirection. I come from the absorb what's useful school. Do it and listen to response. What runs around as holistic medicine is this is the way. This is the way. It's a vegan way. It's a eat the meat way. It's mix them together way. Everybody's got the way. The real way is of no way. And we need to come to terms with that. Because if it doesn't come down to absorb what's useful, then we don't allow for people's biochemical individuality. But let me tell you the little caveat. If you're going to shoot from the hip with people who aren't feeling well, who have serious health concerns, if you're going to listen to the body and be dynamic, that takes a lot of work. You just can't say, I'm the doctor, here's my advice, and go out and do it, and I'll see you in a few months. You have to have relationship with people. And relationship is heavy. Because a lot of people along the way, while they're digging themselves out of this pesticide hole, this fat flush hole, while they're digging themselves out, you're going to meet your demons. You're going to meet your neurotic pattern. You're going to meet your birth trauma. You're going to lose hope. It's going to get ugly. I don't think a lot of people realize that when you go to a doctor, a therapist, a counselor, whatever you want to call it, you're developing a relationship. And that relationship costs energy. And those helpers, those counselors, those doctors, they often don't know how to conduct a relationship. Conducting a relationship so that the ship sails through the storm and gets to where it was supposed to go, which is a healthier you, is its own art. And predominantly what the public faces is a healthcare system, and I'm not talking about medical doctors at Kaiser. I'm talking about holistic practitioners. That's right, your acupuncturist, your chiropractor, your naturopath, your psychologist, nutritionist of sorts, et cetera, your yoga instructor. We're all bound by the fact that we don't have the right environment or framework to create the relationship. So concepts like flushing out the fat, which are really going to bring up your neurotic pattern. You're going to hate life at some point along the way. I guarantee you. Oh, not you. You don't have any stress. You'll find out all the stress you've got. If you're sick, you have stress. You had stress for a long time. You know, it amazes me each week how many people can come in so sick with different health concerns, and they are clenchers. They've clenched for 50 years, 40 years. They've clenched since they came out of the womb. They were clenching in the womb. And they don't know that that represents a massive amount of anxiety. There's no such thing as autonomic integrity when you clench. It amazes me. Oh, no, I don't clench. I wear a night guard. You see, this is how bad it is. Your dentists are oblivious. They only know they don't want you to grind the teeth down. And so you think a night guard means you don't clench. A night guard means you don't grind your teeth down. Yes, good. It's a nice thing to have. It doesn't stop clenching. Clenching guarantees you the autonomic nervous system will not go to balance. Without the autonomics, you can't even succeed at what I'm talking about. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. These are real concepts. Real concepts. Not what herb do I take, not whose diet do I plan and follow, but stuff that comes out of clinical experience, trenches. Healing is like being in a trench on the front. And you got to find your pleasure on the front. You got to go to round 14 in Rocky and celebrate it. You got to go to Braveheart when he's on that hind and he's being hind and quartered at the end, and you got to give it up to God. You have to find your joy in the middle of the storm. And you've got to have a relationship with somebody to help you do that. That's what medicine really is. I don't care what we do on both sides of the healthcare fence, holistic and allopathic. We will never get around that reality. So as you fat flush, you're going to meet your psyche. And that's what you bought into, a real healing. Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If this show makes sense to you and you have a health concern, call that number. I got a wonderful office staff and start to make a relationship. Okay? Okay, let's keep going. Look at this, picture number 25. Xenobiotics, you're going to need to blow that one up if you can. Here are these xenobiotics. All sorts of garbage that if you look at that xenobiotics under that yellow rectangle that says accumulation, it talks about accumulation in where? In the body fat. Can't get around it. All the garbage is going to go to the body fat. Picture 26. Development of obesogenic effects, obesogenic chemicals, inflammatory metabolic effects. Those are fat globules, and those purple things inside those fat globules are the obesogenics. It's the xenoestrogens. It's all sorts of toxic garbage that changes your fat metabolism, that stores in your fat. What fat? Well, you see, that's what's deceptive. They're making it sound like it's your belly fat. No, it's your organ fat too. And you'll concentrate it more in your organ fat. Better those things go to your belly fat, that you have belly fat, than that you're nice John Q. skinny, but sedentary. And it's in your organ fat. You got to get that. No body fat. Minimal body fat. That guy, John, over there. Great in a suit. No body fat. You know, he's a little older now. He's in his 50s. Kids are in college. Doesn't have time to work out like he used to. I don't know what it is about that guy. His diet stinks. But he never gains a pound. That's who I'm talking about. One day, they say, oh, I don't know what happened. He looked great. Doctor just gave him a clean bill of health. Walked out the door and croaked. That's how it goes down. That's what they're not telling you. Because that guy with low body fat that was sedentary, that doesn't cleanse, that doesn't know any of these things to keep the exits open, is sending a disproportionate amount of the garbage in Los Angeles et al. Into his organ fat. Fascinating, isn't it? It's not what you think, is it? No, no. Better to be a fat Eskimo. Why can't we get this straight? I mean, really. Why can't we get this straight? I just don't. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. The Eskimos were fat for centuries. They were up there at 15,000 BC. We've got the archaeology down. They were up there a long time ago, those Eskimos. Until we polluted the world, those Eskimos were running around with a good 40 or 50 pounds of what we would call obese fat. No tooth decay, no cancer, no heart disease, no nothing. We studied them and studied them and studied them and studied them, and they weren't the only culture that knew how to load on some fat. And we didn't see any problem. Why are we linking obesity with cancer? Why are we linking it with health, with heart disease? It's because of what's in the fat. Why do we have lots of skinny people who have heart disease? Because the little bit of fat they have is highly toxic. So it's right in front of our face, but we focus on the fat. Why? Because you got to dummy it down. America is a democracy, and a democracy means everybody's equal. So your low-information voter gets equal billing with people who can think and analyze and be critically objective. And that's what the media is. It's a conversation with the masses, and that means the low-information voter. And it's the same thing with medicine. We dummy down all our concepts. So everybody looks at fat because that's what sells. If you're fat, you're sick. If you're fat, you're going to be diseased. And that makes sense, right? You look at a fat person, they don't look as nice as a skinny person, and you say, of course that guy's going to have disease. Go tell it to a fat Eskimo. Go tell it to a fat Indian. Go read the records, and you'll see my point. So, I rest my case. Now, what are we going to do about it? All right, number one, get into Banya. Now you can click off the radio, because everybody knows about Banya that listens to this show, but you just got another spin on it. Why? Well, go down to picture 35. Go to picture 35. There's the Banya sauna. It's entitled Russian Banya. I don't know if that's Russia. Boy, I haven't seen one of these in L.A. Where do these people live? You know, with all the money people spend on their daughter's wedding, with all the, you know, you talk to people, they just remodeled their kitchen. They spent $20,000, $30,000. They just added another wing to the house. They just bought that Mercedes. Why doesn't somebody just go into the backyard? How can we even live without having access to things like this? Look at that. Do you know what that's going to do for you? Especially if that room's at 180, 200, 220 degrees, and then you jump into, now look at picture 34. Yeah, the cold snow, the ice. Look at picture 36. Can you imagine going from a hot Banya into some cold water like that? That's probably the ocean. Who knows? Can you imagine that? Think of the flush you get, the vasodilation and the vasoconstriction, and the vasodilation and the vasoconstriction. That flush means everything to enhancing the rate at which you send poisons out of your visceral fat, of your bone marrow. In fact, when you do Banya, there's something called still point. Still point is something few people ever experience. It's the point at which you go hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. I'm talking like 200 degrees down to 45 or 50 degrees. That's cold. 45 degree water is an experience. And again, I'm not suggesting you do this unless you're under supervision. As always, you have to use caution. You have to know what you're doing. Can any of this stuff hurt you? Crossing the street can hurt you. Using a screwdriver can hurt you. Blowing your nose can hurt you. Did you hear about the guy that blew his nose and blew his eardrum out? Happens every year. In New York, there are more deaths each year from people accidentally urinating on the third rail in the subways, meaning they electrocute themselves by urinating. Back in the day when the subways allowed you to stand between cars, people would do this every day. Everything is dangerous. So you have to use caution. Talk to your healthcare practitioner. Talk to the people that own the Banya communities. It's all common sense. A word from your sponsor. Okay, back to Banya. It's a very good way to flush the fat in the viscera of the organ system. Get good at that. If you can't do Banya, now look at number 37. There's the infrared sauna. Get a Sunlighten. That's a Sunlighten full spectrum infrared sauna. Get the full spectrum, not just the far infrared. Get the near infrared too, and go in there. Wrap your body with clay. Put clay, a good magma clay, a good black magma clay around the body. Premier Research Labs makes a great black magma clay. Put that on the body. Go into the sauna for 10 minutes. Come out. Rinse yourself off. Go stretch in the sun. Regular practices like this add up. The use of mediclays, meaning calcium bentonites that will sit in the intestine and absorb these poisons as they're flushed out of your visceral fat. In other words, the saunas intensify the rate at which you can flush the fat out. If you're skinny, it'll do it. If you're fat, it'll do it. But here's an important part of all of this. You have to be ingesting fat. You have to be ingesting fat. When you do sauna work to pull garbage out of the fat, you are dissolving the fat. It's not just that you are pulling the poison out, it's that you're dissolving fat. As you dissolve fat, you have to provide the nutrients, the rapid access. This is why the use of fat around sauna time becomes so important. This has been studied. The ingestion of the essential fatty acids, the good fats, in proximity to the use of the infrared saunas, in proximity to the use of the Banya saunas, is a very prudent move. It's one of the nuances of healthcare. The big principle is you've got to feed fat, especially for the skinny ones. If you're taking the skinny ones and you're trying to get the fat out of them, if you've got that guy on picture 33 and that guy's losing fat because he's sick and he's trying to fast himself to health, there's a point at which his body will not allow the bone marrow, the brain, the spinal cord, I mean, proportionately speaking, to release its most horrid poisons. And if he's going to go to stuff like Banya, he's got to get fed fat. You can't accelerate the crosslink between the toilet bowl and your bone marrow and expect that to optimize without feeding yourself fresh, raw fat. And that's the key. Isn't that amazing? Haven't I given you a different perspective on what health is? Let's start with your symptom. Your rotten organ, wrapped in dirty fat, wrapped in a fascial sheath that twisted. And all the fascial sheaths between all the organs are all twisted. And now you're twisted. You're a wrinkled, crooked sack of fat. But we don't call you that. We just say you're symptomatic. We just say you have a disease. And then we wait to cut out the diseased part. Or we play around with herbal remedies. Either way, we're missing the point. We're missing the point if we don't know how to apply the fundamental problems to the herbal remedy or to the surgery. I don't know if you caught that one. But the point is, if you don't get the mechanisms, you won't know how to use the surgery. If you don't get the mechanisms, you won't know how to use the herbs. That's real important. Someone has a demyelinating disease, and they want to bring in lots of phosphatidylcholine, ethanolamine, so on and so forth. They want to replete or rebuild what the myelin is made of, and they don't get this. Good luck. They want to go on an anti-inflammatory drug. They want to get put on some grade of prednisone to reduce the inflammation in the eye because the early stage MS is giving them an optic neuritis. Good luck. And here's my point. That's why I do this show for you. And if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Minnici. Get yourself a subscription. What are we at now? Show 250 shows, 252 shows over 5 years. 714-850-1007 if you have health concerns and you need counsel. The counsel that'll bring you to your optimal mechanisms of health. That's the way I say it, because that's how it works. You have the mechanism latent in you if only you can crack the code. And that code is specific to you, which is why it's tough to get it off a radio show. 714-850-1007. Get into Vanya. Get into fasting down. Get into gaining weight after you fast down. Get into opening your biliary system. Get into sweating. Get into balancing the autonomics. And that will bring you health. And that's simple. But how often do you hear it stated that way? We'll see you next week. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.